माधव कुञ्ज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुञ्ज बिहारी गोपी जना बाला बा गिरिवरधारी गोपी जन बाल गिरिवरधारी यशोरनंदना व्रजजनरंजना यशोरनंदना व्रजजनरंजना जमुना चीरा वनचारी यमुना चीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन पल्लव गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन पल्लव गिरिवरधारी जासोरनंदना व्रजजनरंजना जासोरनंदना व्रजजनरंजना जमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जासोरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जासोरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना चीरा वनचारी मुना चीरा वनचारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम विष्णु प्रभु नमः जाबी बाजी के चार जस्ट तथा शेषी मारी सिबक्तिं तो स्वामी प्रभुपाद की
जय
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव इन द की
जय
आचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की
जय
कृष्ण चैतन्य पुनित आनंद जेडवेट के दार हर्ष वासुदेव गौर भक्तवृंद
जय
जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम गुण राधा गुण गिरि गोवर्धन की
जय
वृंदावन धाम की
जय
मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की
जय
जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जामुनमयी गंगमयी की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरंग गौर ब्रह्मानंद ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So, we're reading the 8th chapter, 1st Canto, verse 44 and 5. Suta uvacha.
Suta uvacha.
Deyatam kalapadai. Parinuta kilodaya.
Parinuta kilodaya.
Mandam jahasa vaikunto.
Mandam jahasa vaikunto.
Mohayan iva mayaya.
Mohayan iva mayaya.
Vrittayitam kalapadai.
Vrittayitam kalapadai.
Parinuta kilodaya.
Parinuta kilodaya.
Mandam jahasa vaikunto.
Mandam jahasa vaikunto.
Ohayan iva mayaya.
Ohayan iva mayaya.
Prithayetam kalapadai.
Prithayetam kalapadai.
Parinuta kilodaya.
Parinuta kilodaya.
Mandam jahasa vaikunto.
Mandam jahasa vaikunto.
Ohayan iva mayaya.
Ohayan iva mayaya.
So, chant someone.
Suta uvacha.
Suta uvacha.
Prithayetam kalapadai.
Pritaitam kalapadai.
Parinuta kilodaya.
Parinuta kilodaya.
Mandam jahasa vaikunto.
Madam jahasa vaikunto.
Mohayan iva mayaya.
Mohayan iva mayaya.
Pritaitam kalapadai.
Prithayetam kalapadai. Parinuta kilodaya.
Jahasa vaikunto.
Madam jahasa vaikunto.
Mohayaniva mayaya.
Mohayaniva mayaya.
Suta uvacha.
Suta uvacha. Vrittayetam kalapadai.
Parinuta kilodaya.
Parinuta kilodaya.
Madam jahasa vaikunto.
Madam jahasa vaikunto.
Mohayan iva mayaya.
Mohayan iva mayaya.
Someone else? Anyone? Okay. So we'll read the word meanings. Suta uvacha.
Suta
uvacha.
Suta said.
Suta said.
Prithaya.
Prithaya.
By Pritha Kunti.
By Prita Kunti.
Itam.
Itam.
This.
This.
Kalapadai.
Kalapadai.
By chosen words.
By chosen words.
Parinuta.
Parinuta.
Being worshipped.
Being worshipped.
Akila.
Akila.
Universal.
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 Udaya.
Udaya.
Glories.
Glories.
Mandam.
Mandam.
Mildly.
Mildly.
Jahasa.
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 Smiled.
Smile.
Vaikuntha.
Vaikuntha.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Mohayan.
Mohayan.
Captivating.
Captivating.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Maya.
Maya.
His mystic power.
His mystic power.
Translation, Sutta Goswami said, the Lord, thus hearing the prayers of Kunti Devi composed in choice words for his glorification, mildly smiled. That smile was as enchanting as his mystic power. Purport, anything that is enchanting in the world is said to be a representation of the Lord. The conditioned souls who are engaged in trying to lord it over the material world are also enchanted by his mystic powers. But his devotees are enchanted in a different way by the glories of the Lord, and his merciful blessings are upon them. His energy is displayed in different ways as electrical energy works in manifold capacities. Srimati Kunti Devi has prayed to the Lord just to enunciate a fragment of his glories. All his glories worship him in that, all his devotees worship him in that way by chosen words, and therefore the Lord is known as Uttama Shloka. No amount of chosen words is sufficient to enumerate the Lord's glory, yet he is satisfied by such prayers as the Father is satisfied even by the broken linguistic attempts of the growing child. The word Maya is used both in the sense of delusion and mercy. Herein, the word Maya is used in the sense of the Lord's mercy upon Kunti Devi. Okay. So, Omagyan Samandashyagan Janashalakaya Chakshun Militam Yenitas Mahashigavaya Maha.
If I could just insert a reminder, if everybody who's on Skype, if we could all mute it this time.
All right. Sounds quiet out there. So, herein, Kunti Devi has glorified Krishna, and he's hearing and smiling in response. So, and then immediately the next verse says, thus accepting the prayers of Srimati Kunti Devi, the Lord subsequently informed other ladies of his departure by entering the palace of Hastinapur. But upon preparing to leave, he was stopped by King Yudhisthira, who implored him lovingly. So I'll just read through this. Tam badam mityupamantya pravishya gajahas gajasafayam striyas cha svapuram yasyan premna ragya nivartita. So this verse says, this purport says, no one could make Lord Krishna stay at Hastinapur when he decided to start for Dwarka, but the simple request of King Yudhisthira that the Lord remain there for a few days more was immediately effective. This signifies that the power of King Yudhisthira was loving affection, which the Lord could not deny. The Almighty God is thus conquered only by loving service and nothing else. He is fully independent in all dealings, but in all his dealings, but he voluntarily accepts obligations by the loving affection of his pure devotees. Okay. So the things that we see here are, in this first verse, 44, Akhilodaya, that the Lord enthuses the entire universe, universal, Akila Udaya, and his glories are spoken everywhere. And we can satisfy him, or anyone can satisfy him, make him smile by glorifying. That's the point of all this Bhagavatam, is the glorification of Krishna and the interactions, descriptions, and how people are glorifying Krishna. Sometimes in a more broad way, sometimes in a more intimate way, sometimes in a more respectful way, sometimes in a more intimate, as we say, way, like the cowherd boys and the gopis. Here, the very nice words, kalapadai, chosen words, because as Prabhupada, it says here, Uttama Shloka, Ka Uttama Shloka Gunanavada. This word appears throughout Bhagavatam, throughout all, many shastras, that Krishna is Uttama Shloka. He's praised with, ordinarily anyone can praise, we're praising, but shlokas, you know, shlokas. And Kunti Devi has given so many shlokas in this chapter, beginning from the Namaste Purusham Tvajam Mishwaram Prakate Puram, and ending in the Shri Krishna Krishna Saka Visha Visha Bhavani Drug. And even in that last verse, throughout all the verses, but especially the last verse, is a summary of the final crescendo, wonderful verse, Shri Krishna Krishna Saka Visha Visha Bhavani Drug. And it gives us an indication of who is pleasing Krishna. The Vrishnis in that verse, Avani Drug, was mentioned, that he, those who are the enemies of his family, he takes care of them. And Shri Krishna Krishna Saka, he's the friend of Krishna, and this Krishna sometimes refers to Arjuna, and he's the friend of Arjuna. He is pleased by Arjuna. Prahasani Vibharata. He was also smiling, just as he's smiling here with Kunti and Yudhisthira. Similarly, he smiled in the midst of both armies. Prabhupada would stress that Krishna is not crying, and just like Arjuna is lamenting. So the contrast is drawn, that Krishna is smiling in the midst of the armies. And Arjuna, although he's ordering Krishna, at the same time, he's senior ubayar madhye. You read that in the first chapter of the Gita, senior ubayar madhye, that you bring the chariot, ratam stapya mechuta. He's, although Arjuna is the chariot driver, is the charioteer, and Krishna is the chariot driver, means he's working under the control of Arjuna superficially. He's controlled. He wants to be controlled. But Arjuna, at the same time, as he orders him, he's at the same time saying, he's calling him Achyuta, one who never falls. You never fall. You're absolute. But still, please, I'm ordering you. It's a little more respectful than we hear the coward boys. Premna. The word premna is used in verse 45. Premna gadgadaya vacha. This word is used, it means love in the broad sense of the word. And we find that, at least I thought, premna gadgadaya vacha tanyasta hridayekshana. This verse appears in the seventh canto with Prahlad Maharaj speaking with Nrisimhadeva in great awe and reverence. Still, it's called love. And he's choked up. His heart and his mind are completely fixed, and he was ready to offer prayers. Just see that, although he was a small boy, he was satisfying Nrisimhadeva with his prayers. He said, "Oh Brahma and Shiva, all the demigods." You read the chapter before Prahlad's prayers. All the demigods had offered their prayers. The every kind of demigod, siddhas, and every type of Apsara, this one, that, so many Gandharvas, they all offer prayers. And even Brahma, Shiva, who could offer prayers? Who knows more? Adi Kavaye, the original wise person in the universe, Lord Brahma, still they could not pacify Nrisimhadeva. Only this small boy, just like Kunti, she's considered a simple woman, but somehow she became empowered by the touch of Krishna, of Dhruva Maharaj, a small boy, by the touch of Krishna, by that contact, by that bhakti. So Krishna's after this kind of bhakti. He's not after any type of mundane offerings. And what to speak of the impersonalists, Prabhupada brings this out so many times. They do not offer a prayer. If they offer some type of prayer, you have no leg, you're nothing, you have no eye. But if someone has no eye, he's blind. How Krishna can be blind if we can see? Yeah, obviously, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the Daridra Narayan philosophy, that somehow Narayan, the Supreme Personality, has become Daridra, very poor. And therefore, this is not bhakti. So many people came to the West without bhakti, like Prabhupada came with bhakti. with Bhagavad Gita as it is. Before that, there was, for a few hundred years, people have been coming back and forth from India. There was no bhakta created, no devotee. But someone like Prabhupada came, a great endeavor. At the tail end of his life, supposedly, and great endeavor, suffering heart attacks, but there was bhakti. Therefore, there was great effect. People could become bhaktas by the touch, the contact of this devotee. Bhagavat Paragya, Bhagavatastani. And Lord Chaitanya informed the poet. A poet had come. He may have had some bhakti, but he didn't have full understanding. He offered some prayers about Jagannath with misunderstanding that Jagannath is a wooden form, or he had confusion. So there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed him, you have to understand Bhagavatam, and you have to go to a Mahabhagavat. Here's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's investing everything in the bhakta, Janardana. Bhavagrahi Janardana. There's one shloka that says, a great pundit, he may be very learned, Vishnave, Pandit Vadati Vishnave, Murko Vadati Vishnavaya, someone who, of course, we're all lechas, we don't know Sanskrit, although we can take the advantage of all these prayers, but that verse says, a pundit may be very learned, he may be able to speak proper Sanskrit, and a fool who doesn't know Sanskrit may say, Vishnavaya is not proper way to say Vishnu. You say unto Vishnu, you say Vishnave. Anyway, Sanskrit grammar. So one who knows any Sanskrit at all knows you can say Krishnaya, but not Vishnavaya. You say Vishnu. So, but it says, the shloka finally says, Bhavagrahi. Bhavagrahi. So Krishna is known as Bhava. He accepts only the love of the devotee. Bhavagrahi. One can prepare so many fancy foods, just imagine. But if there's no appetite, let's say you're offered a feast of 500 preps, and it's sometimes there is 500 preps or 1,000 preparations, and you're a big king. But if you're not hungry, you won't care for it. So Krishna is the same attitude, Prabhupada said, that you, Krishna's thinking there's no devotion. He has no appetite. There's no relish, no taste for Krishna. But if one is starving, very, very hungry, and he gets some simple rice, just like Raghunath was eating, say, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna was very pleased. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with that rice. Krishna was so pleased with that offering of the Sudama Brahman, which was simply some chipped rice, I think flat rice. We sometimes we don't understand what's chipped rice. It may be just some flat rice, dry. That even he didn't have it, he had to go beg that flat rice. And then he grabbed it. It says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grabbed that offering. Raghunath said, no, you cannot eat this. And then also I think Govinda was there, Sarup Dhamma. I said, no, you can't eat this. They stopped. Lord tried to stop Lord Chaitanya. He said, no, I may be eating. That's true. Maybe I am eating as Jagannath in the temple 56 times, but nothing is as sweet as this. And what is that rice? Raghunath was eating the rejected prasad that even the cows didn't want. So if there's bhakti, then, and so there's bhakti in these prayers of Kunti Devi. And I was just having this tiny realization today that there's so much in the Bhagavatam. Again, I mean, it's just avadhi. Vidya Bhagavad is just unlimited. Every day, if you read a little bit first canon, what can you read? It's like the sparrow taking little drops of water. You're just, or the Ganga, when they offer to the Ganga some water of the Ganga. So we're offering this type of love, devotion, our mind, Pranopaharach Chayatendriyanam, because Pranopaharach, that verse is there in the fourth canto, Yatat Taromula Nishechana, Nishechana, we're just like watering the tree. Krishna is a tree we water with our devotion, but he doesn't have any real need for that, but still, he likes it. He likes it. And the coward boys, they also would love. In 10th canto, so many times they want Krishna to kill demons. But at the same time, they say, just for rochate, if you get some pleasure out of this, like Rama Rama, they were saying, Balaram and Krishna were there near the, somewhere within some, they could smell the Talavan forest, and the coward boys remembered, oh, Talavan, we smell the fruits, they're so good, but you know, we can't eat those fruits. So with love, the same word was used, prema, they implored Balaram and Krishna, maybe you could do something. There's these, you've already killed so many demons. It's like a public activity that you do. The whole public may not know, but the coward boys, they knew very well. Krishna, Balaram, every day they were killing demons. We know of some, but they were killing so many demons. You killed so many demons. Maybe you can take care of this ass demon. But still, they said it with love, if you think it's fun and pleasurable. But still, they were full of love. So Krishna is appreciating, and he's smiling here in this verse. Mohayan, even Maya, his mystic power. So many times Prabhupada would explain this mystic power, the smiling of Krishna. But this, he said this mystic power is within everybody. Krishna has the ultimate mystic power, Akila. Akila rasamrita murti prasanna. One has to come to this platform of Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means, by chanting, we get to the point of Vigata Kunta. We get rid of anxiety. Always anxiety. The material world's full of anxiety. What is it in Bhagavad Gita? Shashvatam. It's temporary. Therefore, and because Prahlad Maharaj says we keep trying to enjoy it, sada, samudvigna dhyama sadgrahat. We're always in anxiety. Sada samudvigna means anxiety, full anxiety. Sada, when he was talking with his friendly father, Hiranyakashipu, Mr. Hiranyakashipu, and he said like that, my dear father, sada samudvigna dhyama sadgrahat. Dhyam means your meditation, your mind, your intelligence, your consciousness is always in anxiety because you're trying to enjoy. So the more sukha dukkha mokshaya, the more we try to enjoy, Prahlad Maharaj says, this material world, the more we suffer anxiety, more dukkha. Dukkalayam ashashvatam. At every moment there's anxiety, from the time we're in the womb, after there's conception, it's horrible in the womb, and we forget. Bulya Tomari, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he describes his life, how he was Chilamet Jakan. I was in my mother's womb, and I was suffering so much, and this described in Bhagavatam in detail, all the various suffering of being bitten by worms, but the mother may be eating, drinking liquor, who knows nowadays, and then finally you may be even killed in the womb. But taking it that we get out of the womb somehow, but then, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Adirira Chale, Swajanira Kole, I'm sitting on the lap of my parents. I was thinking it was so miserable. As soon as I came out, I forgot all of that. And then I'm thinking it's very happy, but actually it's nothing but anxiety. Therefore, the spiritual world is known as Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. Of course, everything there is a prayer, a song, katha ganam. Every type of talk is ganam, singing. And that singing is, of course, unimaginably sweet singing. And the singing is prayers. Mother Yasoda, even what we know is that she's singing songs. It may have been even composed by other gopis, but she's always singing, glorifying. Golokira Premadana, Harinam Sankirtan. So this Harinam has come just to relieve us of this anxiety in the material world. At every moment, and even, what do they do? Instead of asking and speaking prayers about Krishna, which are uttama shloka, they're speaking of the tama, this uttama and tama gun. And of course, the in between uttama, that verse is there in the 15th chapter of the Gita, uttama purushast, that the purusha, he's the uttama. You're supreme. I am the supreme personality of Godhead, known in the Vedas and in the world, Vede. So this is what Kunti is speaking very nicely in her prayers, and this is what satisfies. So what easier thing could there be that we can just chant Kunti's prayers, and we know that that will satisfy Krishna and make him smile, and that smiling is so enchanting. When we see it, hasan avanatakila loka tibra, described in the prayers or the instructions by Kapila Des, Hasan, Harir, the smiling of Krishna, or the sometimes laughing, Hasan, Harir, of Hari. Hasan means smiling, laughing. Hasan, Harir, Avanatakila, Loka, Tibra. This material world is Loka, Tibra, afflicted with great suffering. And how is it described? Shokashru. Shokashru, an ocean of misery, of tears, of crying, of suffering. And here Krishna is known as Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha nama grahanama shesha gamharam vadu. So to become purified, well, we do nothing more than the simple act of hearing and chanting. Because unless we come to the Vaikuntha platform, we cannot go further into the rasa vichar, meditation on what is our rasa. Just like one devotee in New Vrindavan, he asked Prabhupada, I think it was 76 or 70, and he was asking about rasa and so many things. Prabhupada said, why are you thinking of rasa? You are like a sick man, afflicted in bed with so many diseases, and you cannot even get out of bed. And this man is asking, how can I dance? Where will I dance? And like that. You cannot dance with Krishna. First we have to cure ourselves. So the curing, tadgadamula hantri, as Rupa Goswami says, we're afflicted with jaundice in that verse in the Upadeshamrita, famous verse, that our affliction of jaundice is there and we don't have a taste for the chanting. Therefore, we cannot cure ourselves. But gradually, if we, day by day, we take the medicine, Krishna Katha, Srinvatam Sokata, Krishna Punya Shravana, we Hridyantasto, within from the heart, Krishna will purify us. We don't actually do anything. But the impersonalists who offer, they have no chance because they're simply speculating. They have no chance to offer prayer to glorify Krishna. They're glorifying something impersonal. They cannot get the smile of Krishna, and they cannot get the merciful glance, and they cannot get to the platform of even Kunti, what to speak, Kunti or Arjuna, what to speak of Gopi or something like that. But even though Krishna is being implored lovingly by the coward boys to kill demons, still we relish that. His killing, his relation with the coward boys, all these things. We don't simply jump artificially to 10, 30, 31, 32, 30, only gopis. No, we love that. We love that, of course. But all these things are relishable. Every word, pati shloki, pati akshare, every word, every syllable in the Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Has unlimited meanings, unlimited. We every day hearing Bhagavatam, we don't tire of the Bhagavatam. If we're tiring of Bhagavatam, of course we can go to a different part of the Bhagavatam, or we can hear bhajan, just like Kunti Devi was in the beginning of her prayer. She was saying, I'm simply a woman. That was the first thing she said, giving herself showing Krishna her humble disposition. I'm simply a woman. Tata Paramahansana Muninam. There are so many Paramahansas. And just like Prahlad Maharaj said, Brahma Daya Suragana Muniota Siddha Sataika Tanagataya Vachasa Prava Vachasa. They're speaking, the demigods that were speaking flowing prayers of incredible nectar. What can I say? So this very first verse that he spoke, Brahma Daya Munigana. The Siddhas, the Munis, they've all offered prayers, and now you want me to say something? What can I say? So Kunti is saying the same thing. She has a similar attitude that the Paramahansas, they're all speaking, Tha Paramahansa Munis, Muninam, Amalam, and all purified souls. What to speak of what I can say? So this is the attitude, not that one thinks, oh, yes, my prayer is so great. This is not relished by Krishna. Just like Balabha Bhat, he had so many things he wanted to speak, but Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not interested. That's all right, you know. You are thinking you have no more than the previous acharya. And no, we don't think Kunti Devi didn't think she knew more of anything. So her prayers were relished by Krishna. And so in the 44th verse also, Yudhisthira made this simple request that the Lord remain. So, Nija Bhaktavas means that Bhaja Bhakatavatsa Lashi Gaura Hari. He's under the control, Gaura Hari or Krishna, they're under the control of the. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, then he was still trying, he was still giving his classes, but at that time he was explaining that Krishna was the root of everything. Krishna was the root of everything. The students were completely baffled. What is he saying? Why is he saying that? But they're known as Paduya Dham, fallen students. They're not the higher grade of students. They weren't interested in hearing about Krishna. So he just closes his school and he just remained absorbed in prema. Gadgadaya Vacha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us how to become purified. Cheta Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Navadna. We're suffering in this Kunta world of anxiety. Bhava Mahadavagni, samsara dava nalavi. Bhava Mahadava. Dava means the forest fire. Agni, the fire. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. To extinguish it, to extinguish this blazing fire of anxiety. Why is that anxiety? Because they're not asking Atato Brahma Jigyasa. They're only asking, where is this? Where is money? All the birds are chirping, asking, where is food? Where is food? The human beings are more intelligent. They're so intelligent. Supposedly, they're supposed to know or realize easily, oh, everything's already provided for the birds, for the beasts. Why it shouldn't be provided for us? We're human beings, what to speak of devotees. But if we remain on the non-devotional platform, this is Barodurachar, Narottam says. They're a big animal, worse than ordinary animal. Ordinary animal, they may kill one other animal, but the humans, they're killing wholesale. And even, they don't even do it purposely, just like you have some big, big endeavor. Bara mood vahatovi mudham. There, Prahlad Maharaj says, huge endeavors with skyscraper, big bridges and buildings and cities. And what is this nuclear reactor plant? There's no hope for that. What are they going to do? They create this one thing, they create a misery much more worse. They try to solve one problem and, oh yeah, we got power, but guess what? Now you've got power, but now everything's radioactive. You can't live there anymore. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? How are you going to get off the planet? After a while, all your nuclear reactors will be full of all this spent fuel. You know, even if they don't break, they don't know what to do with the fuel. For 50 years, they tried to get rid of it. Nothing can be done. Simply anxiety, more and more anxiety, increasing. But the Vaishnav, he's paraduka duki. He's trying to relieve the anxiety. Ganamritai, like the six Goswamis, living very simply. Taktwa sudusjusarepchitara, taktwa tvanamashesha mandalapatishani. They give up everything as simply as ministers, being very elevated persons in the material sense, and they gave it all up for why? Shigoranga gunana mananavido, to describe the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro, pemamritam boni di, and they're lost in the waves in the ocean. And materially, they have nothing. Raghunath Das is simply taking a little buttermilk, a little chach, nothing practically. He's so skinny. But he's our Prayojanacharya. And why? He's getting the blessings, full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Gauranga Gaurana Bharav Bhuto Bharav, taking the burden of the earth, of all, just like Vasudev Dutt, Haridas Thakur, the burden of the sinful entities, and trying to drown them in the Krishna Kirtan. This is the description, just as Jiva Goswami described Rupa Goswami as obsessed with saving the living entities. Papa, Tapa, Nikrintano, Tanubritam, Govindagana. They're Papa and Tapa, performing so many sinful activities, and Tapa and suffering because of it. this is the nature of the material world. So persons in the level of Yudhisthira, they can control Krishna. They have this intimate relation. Just like we'll read about Bhishma, he was also, he defied Krishna. He even worked against him. Just so, and he was ultimately in the position of Krishna to defend Arjuna and Bhishma. But Krishna was feeling his weapons as just like flowers, flower petals, Prabhupada said, just like flower petals. Because there was love of Krishna. This was his rasa with Krishna. Kalapadai. So there's so many prayers in the Bhagavatam. We can take full advantage. Tasmada ham vikata viklava ishvarasya. Prahlad Maharaj in his prayer, he says, now I've given up the idea that I'm not, that I have no qualification to offer prayers. No, I am. He felt more confident. I am. But this is only only in the level of Prahlad Maharaj that one can offer such prayers. It would take millions, and Prabhupada said, millions of lives to come to the level of Prahlad Maharaj. It may take, he said, it may take millions of lives to come to the level of Prahlad Maharaj and to offer such prayers, simply being touched by Krishna, and then suddenly you're offering these prayers. That is mystic power. Sometimes Prabhupada, in India especially, or they would say, what is your mystic power, Swamiji? What is your mystic power? And Prabhupada would say, who has gone to the West? And he would point at the Western devotees. That's why he wanted to bring those white elephants back to India. And Prabhupada is so intelligent. And he said, who has taken? And no one, see? And they would admit, oh, yes, see? But Prabhupada showed so much mystic power aside. I mean, it's all, we understand that it's mystic means we don't really understand it exactly. It's beyond beyond our understanding. Avana Manasa Gojra. Mystic power means, Jiva Goswami says, unless we accept the achintya, that which is beyond our mind, Gyane Priyasa, of speculation, unless we go beyond the speculative process, Gyanis, they're speculating. Atapite Deva Padambujaya Prasadalesa. Unless they get the prasad, the mercy, they could go on vichinvan, speculating for millions and millions of years. Actually, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted when Ramananda Roy was speaking so many things, Varnashram, and Lord Chaitanya said, yeah, it's okay, but iha baya age kahi. Go on, speak something else. Varnashram, all right, we know that. Gradually, little by little, Ramananda was going on giving so many. And the first thing he accepted is, ah, that's good. Gyane Prayasam, Brahma's prayer, that Gyane Prayasam Udapashyanam Anta Eva, then you can conquer Krishna, just as Jita Jitopyasi Taisti Lokyam. Who is the Ajita who is in the battlefield as Achyuta, Ajita, unconquerable, Advaita Machyuta Manadi Mananta Rupaj, who's unlimited, who's unfathomable, that person can actually be controlled by such persons as Kunti and Yudhisthira, Arjuna, because they have this prem, love of Krishna, and therefore they are smiling. He's smiling very happily, especially if he sees they're smiling. And this loving affection, as it says here, although he's the almighty God still, Kunti says in her last prayer, Krishna Sakavishabhadu Rajanirvamsa Hanana Bhagavirya Govinda Godvija Sorati Haravatara Yogeshvara Akila Garo. Akila, she used the same word. We'll see that. In the very last prayer, Akila Garo Bhagavan Namaste. Very nice word. He's the universal guru. Purusham Puranam Shikshartam Eka Purusham Puranam. This prayer by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, where he describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the original teacher. He tried to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he found out that there was nothing he could teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although Mahaprabhu submits, just like when he's speaking with Ramananda Roy. And sometimes Ramananda Roy is said to be an incarnation of Arjuna, but generally he's a gopi. But but he was hearing from Ramananda Roy, although Ramananda Roy kept saying, "Wait a minute, I feel like a puppet. As you pull the string, I'm dancing, I'm speaking. I can understand that it's just flowing out by your mercy, by your power. by your mystic power. So every entity has mystic power. Prabhupada said even we have our mystic power within our body. We're digesting food. This is mystical. You can say, oh, yes, this, and explain so many medical, biological terms. But in fact, it's totally mystical that the food is going in your mouth. You don't grow it. Did you grow it? Did you create the earth in the first place or in the water or any of it? No. But it's going in our mouth. Did we create our body? No. No. Somewhere it's held by mystic power. And it's what is rejected is going out of stool. And even then, Prabhupada said, even this phosphates that come out of the stool, even that has energy that's given to the hog. So there's so much mystic power. If you cut your fingernail, it doesn't hurt at all. But if go one tiny fraction of an inch and you cut your finger, it's a great pain, great pain. You can cut your hair. It grows mystically again. The fingernails grow. The birds fly, Prabhupada said. The ocean, of course, it doesn't always keep when it's balanced, but generally it keeps when it's balanced. The birds are not afraid. They go right by the ocean side. Every once in a while, a tsunami, still the birds probably fly away, even with a tsunami there. Might catch one or two, but generally they know. The animals can feel the tsunami. They can feel the earthquakes. They go, they run for shelters if they can. So that's their mystic power. And Krishna has the ultimate mystic power as being displayed in the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada's showing his mystic power in so many ways. I mean, what's more mystical if you hear Prabhupada's bhajan? He's playing harmonium. He probably came to the West just in the time when it was possible to make two tracks so that, well, no one could play mridanga. Well, okay, Prabhupada played mridanga for himself. Puts on the headphones, plays harmonium, dons the headphone, plays mridanga along with it, and we have Prabhupada. The best mridanga player, the best, I mean, you can't even compare harmonium playing, singing all the wonderful songs, Bhaktivinoda Narottam and other great acharyas. And that is charming, just like Krishna's flute. Charming. Over and over you can hear that. It always seems newer and newer, newer and newer. That's mystic power. And the Bhagavatam, of course, is Krishna equals Brahma Samhitam, Bibhata Bhagavatam. And we're drinking it. We drink it through our ears. Although it's hearing it. Ordinary persons say, "What do you mean you're hearing it?" No, we say we're drinking it through our ears. We're thirsty to hear it. It's such wonderful verses. Akilo Bhagavan, Govinda Godvija Surartiha Ragatara. He relieves the distress. The Kunta, Vaikunta Nama Grahanam. So Krishna's name is Vaikunta. His place is Vaikunta. It's the Sanatan Dham. To get to the Sanatan Dham, we have to take Sanatan Dharma. And the ultimate essence of Sanatan Dharma is, of course, Bhagavatam. It's all understood in Bhagavatam. And described over and over by these prayers of Kunti Devi, which are satisfying Krishna. Very nice. Oh, if any comments, pretty much wound down.
Nice class, Prabhu. As always, I'll ask a question. You were talking about how Krishna provides everything, even for the birds. I was thinking that this morning. I was on my japa walk and it was just finished chanting my Gayatri. It was barely getting light out and the birds were all singing and I watched them come down from the trees and they're all landing and I was watching them all eating, just as you were describing. But then I was thinking, though, as you were speaking, but Krishna doesn't exactly provide that easily for us, at least not externally, for us to eat and all the things that we need. So, you know, how far do we endeavor? You know, the bird just flies down and somehow there's seeds are falling and fruits are falling from the trees. There's plenty for them to eat. They just come down and then look around a little bit. There it is. How far do we endeavor? It seems like it's not so easy.
Well, all the answers are there. All the answers are there. Yava Artha Prayojanam, because people are so greedy. I mean, you know, we're just thinking of Rupa and Sanatana, how little they, because they're so absorbed, they didn't require hardly anything to eat, you know. So, and Prabhupada said, I've seen in Africa so much barren land not being used, in Australia. People are crowded into cities by this illusion, by the mohan. The word is moha, captivated, but they're captivated by the illusory energy instead of Krishna's smile. And therefore, they're not, as Prahlad Maharaj says, swastyasti visasa kala prasidit tam. he's praying in that verse that svasti, that all auspiciousness will be there for all living entities throughout the whole universe, because he's a Vaishnava, he's feeling like that. Svastyasti vishvasikala, all envious persons should be pleased, pacified. Kala prasidatam. Svastyasti vishvasikala prasidatam. Dayantu bhutani shivo mito. If they take up bhakti and water the root of the plant, of the tree, of the universal tree, then they'll look after each other's welfare, because they'll think, oh, he's also part of Krishna. He's also part of. So the more a devotee has that realization, the more he's become selfless. The more he's selfless, he becomes happy. Svastasti vishvasa kala prasidatam. Let them be. Prasidatam means pacified. Deantu bhutani shivo mito dea. Shivo means auspicious. Mito means for others. Mito dea. His consciousness will become like Prahlad Maharaj in that prayer, that let the whole universe be happy, just performing manashcha badram bhajatam adhoksaja. He's beyond our material understanding. Bhajatam adhoksaja dandubhutani shivo mito daya dandubhutani. The last line says manashcha badram bhajatam adhoksaja aveshitam nomatir apyahaitiki. Ahaitiki means causeless. Ahaitiki pratyata. So unless we come to that platform, we can't artificially imitate gopis or Kunti or any of the great devotees. We can meditate on their pastimes and ask that others do it. This is the only solace, Prabhupada said. You know, we have Hare Krishna. We have nothing else to give people. They have to accept it. Bhagavatam. And that's the only thing because Krishna was leaving, that's why Yudhisthira wanted to stay. And Kunti was saying, well, you know, if you're leaving, we already heard that prayer. We'd rather that the miseries come again. And at least we see your lotus feet. You're here to help us then. But if you're going away, then we won't see you. Better you're here and we have the miseries. Hmm. Anyway, the point is, there may be some problem getting food, but still, yavarata priyojanam. Prabhupada said, if we followed Prabhupada, if everyone followed Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada was obviously the embodiment of Bhagavatam, the living Bhagavat. He paravara avadovadu. He knew para and avara. The para means the para prakriti, the transcendental knowledge, but this was the verse spoken by Shonaka and the sages to Suta Goswami. Paravara vidu vidu. You know everything material and spiritual. Spiritual, okay, but you know everything material also. So Prabhupada gave how to grapple within this material world. You know, although we have temples and cities and we preach, but we should have farms and they should be self-sufficient and they wouldn't. But not that even if we followed it, others may not follow it. But if we did it first class, they may have followed. They may follow. Just like people are intrigued. Shivaram is doing a nice farm, and then there's one boy in the Congo. He's producing 100 vegetables by himself. He's engaging inimical tribes and growing vegetables in the Congo with nothing was even living there. There wasn't even the only thing living was geckos because they didn't eat those. But just one boy, a second generation boy, was able to show such an example. Still, that the whole country is looking toward him. Oh, wow, look at this, you know. But if we are able to set such example, then you know people get enlivened. Well, maybe they take note. Even such a foolish person as Obama's wife, she knows you grow organic vegetables right at on the lawn of the White House. That much she knows. She should know a lot more, but you know she has some inkling. So people know, become self-sufficient. Grow food, rascals. Prabhupada said, grow food. Eat your Goodyear tire, Prabhupada said. You want tires so much. But people would reject that if they could see a good example. But imagine if there were hundreds of Prabhupadas, you know, hundreds of persons like Prahlad Maharaj, or, you know, all over the earth. So we have to understand that we're very inefficient. And we're not doing such a great job. Otherwise, all those, you know, things.
There was a time where Prabhupada was I remember when we were growing up, there was talk about overpopulation. There won't be enough food to feed everybody. And Prabhupada also responded that there are rascals, Nitya Nitya Nam. He says, it's three times we could make more food. He says, it's all just mismanagement. He said, there's plenty of food. They throw it in the ocean to keep the prices high. It's all just the wrong mentality about everything.
Right. They throw, I don't know if they still throw, but they used to throw, yeah. They were running German tanks off ghee at one point. They had so much ghee in Germany. I don't know about now. I mean, who knows? I mean, that, when you hear that, you just go, what? People are starving and you're running tanks off butter oil, they call it. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, there's so much inequality and mismanagement and demented.
And they pay farmers not to grow. A lot of
yeah,
farmers.
All these things. Are there. They're getting subsidies, you know.
And
we
throwing,
know. I mean, sure. What?
Throwing milk in Seattle, in Washington.
Even
for
now.
Milk and milk powder, yeah.
Yeah, they got too much. They won't ship it over to the poor people. They make a big show. I mean, I don't know what they do, really. It's just, I mean, you can't even think about it. But their hearts are hard, hard demons. Probably would call them such hard demons. They're not melted.
You were mentioning at one point about how Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote that song about when he gets out and he forgets about all the
yeah.
There's a description of Bhagavatam about those are pious, I think. It said that they pray to the Lord. That don't let me out, because when I get out, then I'll forget you. So that's just for those who are sufficiently pious. My point is, does everybody pray to the Lord, even if he's atheistic in a previous life?
Yeah. Who?
Everyone.
I missed out the plug by accident. I missed your last sentence.
Does everyone pray to the Lord in the miserable condition?
Prabhupada says a fortunate baby prays. We have to go back and look at the third canon of Kapila, you know, 31 or something. But I think not every baby does, but some do.
Well, this leads into my next question. I was speaking with one acquaintance I had, a business acquaintance. He was an atheist married to a Buddhist, quite a combination. But anyway, I guess they got along well. I was telling him that, you know, but there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. And I gave him, and it was adamant. He said, that's absolutely false. There's plenty of atheists in foxholes, you know. He just, he wouldn't back down. He said, no, there's no God. And, you know, even if you're in danger, you're not going to call out to some God. How do you convince such people?
Well, I mean, these are first instructions we get in from Prabhupada, you know, that the definition of the Madhyamadhikari, he doesn't bother with such persons. So, I mean, you know, if you want to bother, I mean, someone like Lord Chaitanya or maybe Prabhupada could try to argue and convince him, but I mean, you could argue that, hey, you have to go past dual right now. Who created your body? You know, they might accept a higher power. Then probably say, okay, that's the beginning. You know, that's what you can do. You can convince them of that. I mean, I'm not a scientist and you know, a brilliant logician, but this is what people do. But then again, the instruction is yakarotim samadhyama, that you neglect such persons. And prema maitri kripo peksha, you show prema for Krishna, maitri, friendship with the devotees, and kripa for those who are innocent, bala, you show mercy, kripa, and then for those who are inimical, who are just, then you ignore them. That's all. So why is that a problem? There's so many other people who might want to hear something. I mean, we can't think that we're so powerful that we're going to...
What about... you know, a lot of times, at least devotees, and sometimes Srila Prabhupada would also refer to Einstein, but at least he had humility, you know, because he recognized the greatness of God. However, we were discussing before, sometimes in this class, how what I understood about Einstein is that his conception of God was very impersonal. that when he said God, it's not the same thing that you think of or most people think about God. And then one of these associates I was talking to, he also, you know, he showed me all kind of references. When you start saying Einstein was a theist, you know, this is how much of a theist he was. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I think he was, well, not too much, no, but yeah, whatever, that he, you know, he wasn't that. He thought of some impersonal. He was an impersonalist. I mean, there's so many types of impersonalists, you know, there's scientists.
I was thinking that Lord Chaitanya, you know, regarding the those who are just grossly atheist, I mean, in generally, Lord Chaitanya, generally, his preaching was kirtan and distribution of prasadam, and only with the sort of the pious intelligentsia did he speak, or those that Lord Chaitanya could perceive in their heart, even if they were atheists, that they could somehow benefit or understand. And we have a lot in our arsenal that Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya gave us, those who are just atheists, and we know that they're not going to hear. Even Christ said that we shouldn't cast pearls before swine. We may not cast pearls, but we can sure cast prasadam. And anyone will take prasadam pretty much. And if someone's just so demoniac they won't even take prasadam, then we can still pray for them.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of field out there of people who might want to hear. You know, why bother with people who don't? So I guess now a Buddhist might want to. If you know something about Buddha, I mean, you'd still be friendly to people, but still we don't waste time with them. I mean, I'm not a big street preacher going out doing books every day, but I know those who do, they don't waste time with those who don't want to. You know, they go to the next person and someone might be interested, that's all. I mean, this day of... Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you didn't cut me off. I wasn't saying anything. Go on. What was it?
No, I just wanted to thank you for the class and also to add something to the examples you gave on a mystic power. And I am, you know, from Soviet Union, so how we, in 79, we in Lithuania, we became devotees. But when I'm thinking about mystic power, we became devotees just from Prabhupada's books. So the first time we got in the hands just two books, Bhagavad Gita and Easy Journey to Another Planet, and the movement started in our country. So we didn't have even sannyasis or devotees preaching, just from the books we became devotees.
Yeah.
So this is like, for us, it's just really amazing.
What country were you in then? I mean, you were in Russia, proper?
Lithuania.
Lithuania, right.
Yes,
oh, right.
The Soviet Union.
That was considered Soviet Union even? I thought it was always the Baltic state.
Yeah, but it was occupied until
'91.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So that's good. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's right. That's mystic power, probably just by reading it. Or, you know, someone speaks to someone who tells them about it and they just get attracted. You know, this person might have every book and not get attracted. But when I think of mystic power, the first thing I think of is Prabhupada's bhajan.
We didn't even have that.
Yeah, we used to hear about it. Actually, I was in Germany and Sweden. In 78, I was in Sweden. In Germany, I was in the first day of 79. I went to Germany because Sweden was so dark. And those devotees used to go to East Germany. It was pretty interesting. I mean, I didn't have to. They were in so much anxiety, they would be arrested any time. They had some books they would hide inside. I mean, sometimes they would check your car, they said, going into East Germany or into Russia. And Soviet Union, the guards would check for even books, you know. But they would sneaking in books in those days. And
oh, yeah, we had to bribe them on the borders. Only thing they would accept is vodka, so devotees would have to have cases of vodka to bribe the guards.
And, oh, yeah.
They wouldn't even accept cash, so devotees had to bring vodka just to snuggle books in, you know, to take the books.
Huh. Yeah, so there you go. So there's so much mystic power. But I mean, yeah, if someone's an atheist, let them go on. And, you know, what are they going to do? It's not a very pleasurable position. You think you're the supreme controller? I mean, it's like, what does it go? It doesn't lead anywhere. I mean, you can't even accept it. All right, it's just everything is made, you know. Well, that's okay. You can think like that. We don't bother with them. And of course, sometimes Prabhupada would say, I am the only devotee. All of you are just, you know, still atheists. He said once or twice like that. But generally, Prabhupada was very enlivening. He wanted to encourage everyone. He didn't want to call you an atheist. And you think, oh, I'm an atheist. What the hell am I doing here? But say you call everyone Prabhu and like that. And he created this whole culture amongst useless people, really. I mean, everything was the energy of Prabhupada. Everything was the instruction of Prabhupada. Nothing. So we're very insignificant.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Prabhu, very much for your class. As always,
okay.
Really, really nice. Inspiring.
All right, then, time to check out.
Now, tomorrow, I wanted to let everyone know that Mother Irmala is giving class, her debut in our Bhagavatam class, so please listen in.
It's great news.
Yeah, and probably next week, Kanamat Swami will give another class as well. So.
Okay,
thank you all. Thank you, Pushkarji, as always. Wonderful class.
Jai Hari Bol.
Thanks. Prabhupada.
Jai Hari Krishna, everyone. Close to Prabhupada.
Hari Bol.